And we welcome you back to the Bill and OC Show here on a Tuesday, talking football as we do every Tuesday here on ESPN 700, catching up with the head coach of the Utah State Aggies. His team was at Rice-Eccles Stadium last Friday night, a hard-fought, tough loss for the Aggies. And now they've got to turn their attention this week to another Pac-12 team. Got to make that trip up to Seattle to see Chris Peterson, a guy that Matt Wells knows pretty well. And, of course, those boys in the Washington Huskies, knows him from his Boise State days. Matt with us right now. How are you, Matt?
Good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. As you went back and looked at it, first blush is one thing, but as you took a look back at the tape, what stood out about that game Friday night? What did you like? What didn't you like so much?
Well, what I liked is their toughness and the grit and the determination our kids fought with. I thought it was a heavyweight fight. I thought we traded punch for punch, and I thought we stood there and took some, and I thought we stood there and delivered some, to be very frank with you. And I loved it, and I loved their emotional level. I loved their physical level, their determination. I think that's what kept us in the game, because what I didn't like is the way we executed in the red zone. I thought it stunk. Offensively and defensively, defensively you got to force them to field goals. Credit to Utah, very much. You know, I credit them. Their offense. Travis made a couple plays. Kendall made a couple plays, and I credit credit goes to them. But defensively, you can't go in there four times and give up three touchdowns and a field goal. That's horrible in my opinion on the defense. That's not playing great defense. You got to force field goals, and then offensively, we went in there four times and we scored twice and had two turnovers. To me, that was the bottom line difference in the ball game.
We expected a pretty physical game, Coach. There's been some chatter among the fan bases that at moments it got a little bit dirty. And I was wondering, when you went back and looked back at the film, did you get that sense that there was dirty hits being thrown around? I didn't feel that way.
Not in any one sense. Why would they think that? Caused that?
You know, obviously on the Utah side of things, people were mad about the hit on Covey. Now that one, I've gone to bat for Marwin. I thought that he did everything possible.
That hit took place 3 feet above the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
And the kid torqued his shoulder, and there was shoulder and helmet contact on Britton's face mask. I love Britton Covey. We recruited that kid. Sat in his living room, lost the recruiting battle to Utah on that kid. I love him to death. You know, if you don't go in there and try to make the play, then you're giving up a touchdown pass.
Right.
It was targeting by the rule. It was upheld. I get it, and I get it from our league standpoint. So good call, but I don't know how you avoid it. So
yeah,
I think that's just aggressive playing football.
That's how I felt about that hit. And then the Aggie fans didn't like the Sunia Tauteoli when he got cut blocked and ended up in Chucky's knees. Obviously, there's some sensitivity anytime Chucky's going to get hit low. But I didn't know what else, you know, the linebacker could do.
I mean, you see it on the TV copy. I thought he lost control a little bit of his foot and stumbled. So I think that's going to happen at times. I didn't think it was on purpose by any means.
How much does that game, Matt, get you ready for the environment you'll go into coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, I think it has to help. I mean, I pray it does help. It can't do anything but help. That the environment in Rice-Eccles to me is, I don't know if Utah State fans are going to like me saying this, but to me it's one of the loudest stadiums, the craziest home environments that I've coached in or played in. I think it's tremendous. The student section, they're loud. They get it. They got third down all figured out. I think the reputation among college football coaches around is that, you know, Rice-Eccles is one of the tougher environments to play in, and I absolutely agree with that. I think it's a tough place to play. I think the last couple of years our kids have handled it pretty well. You know, we I don't know if we had any 2 years ago, and I think we had two pre-snap penalties this game, so I thought we've handled it pretty well, but it's a tough environment to play in, there's no question.
How'd you feel about Chucky's performance overall? I know you didn't like the red zone execution, but to me he looked more like the Chucky of old, so to speak, the guy who's dynamic and extending plays.
Yeah, anytime you can involve him in a decent amount of quarterback run game against man, you know, teams that are going to play some man, and he could pull the ball down and scramble and get you out of some stuff in third downs, and he made some plays with his feet on third downs. That the kid, I thought it was a gutsy performance. He got hit, not sacked, but hit, and if you've ever played quarterback, any quarterback will tell you that the hits hurt a whole lot more than the sacks do. The sacks don't – you get sacked six times and get hit six times. That's two different hits, two different kinds of contacts and collisions. Any quarterback could tell you that. So I thought they we protected him well, but not well enough at times that we lost some one-on-one battles, which is going to happen when it turns a little bit more into a drop-back game, you know, especially at the end, guys, when you fall behind by two scores, you turn a little bit more to drop back, and those D linemen know right where that launch point is.
Quarterback battle this week is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be the old Wiley veteran in Chucky Keaton against a youngster. What have you made of that youngster Browning since you've seen a couple of games of him on tape?
He's good. He's good. He's got arm strength. He's got accuracy. He's got enough mobility to hurt you. You know, still young, you know, only started two games. So we're going to need to be able to throw his rhythm off, his timing off, be able to get him off his launch point, and hopefully a little bit uncomfortable back there.
Washington lost some NFL talent at, three different positions last year on defense. Have they reloaded? How do you feel about their defense?
Yeah, you know, they're active up front, very active. I like 11. The nose guard, he's over a 300-pounder, and he moves and slants and angles. They got a defensive end, number 5, that rushes the passer pretty well. A couple outside linebackers that played a lot of football, and a safety in the corner that's played a lot. They played Boise really, really well, especially in the second half. They played them very well. So they've played some shutout football here for several quarters. So we'll obviously it'll be a big challenge for us to play them on the road.
How much better did you guys get last week from week one, Matt?
I thought we made improvement. Not enough to win a game, you know, a Pac-12 game on the road in that kind of environment. But I thought we made strides. We protected Chucky better. I thought we made better plays out on the perimeter, some of our receivers. I thought Chucky played better. And we obviously, from a schematic standpoint, involved him in the run game a little bit more than we did week one. So I think there was some improvement made there offensively. I thought our punter improved a little bit from game one to game two. Thank goodness we didn't have to punt as much as game one. So I think there were some areas that we improved in. And even going into this week and into our bye week next week, that we'll continue to look at personnel decisions and scheme decisions. And that's up to us as coaches. We've got to make our product a little bit better every week.
One of the fun things about the game between you guys and the University of Utah is the links between the two teams, right? LT played a great one for you. I saw you catching up, had a few words for Jason Van Eyck after the game. I tried to eavesdrop, Coach, but I wasn't able to. What was that conversation like?
Just telling that kid how proud I am of him, how far he's come. He's become a really mature kid. Become a really dominant DN, in my opinion. He's gained weight. He's gained strength. He's changed his body. He plays hard, runs to the whistle, plays to the whistle. That's a really good family. I'm happy for Jason. That's just what I was trying to relate to him.
And like I said, LT Filianga had against his old team, man, what was it, 12 tackles? He really showed up.
Well, I thought LT was, he was emotionally in the right place. He wasn't too over-dramatic about it. You know, sometimes that can take hold in kids. I thought he was very mature about how he went about his business the week of the game and in pregame, seeing a lot of his old guys and everything. But he rose to the challenge. He played hard, whistle to whistle. And there are a lot of connections, from coaching staffs to players to kids that we recruited. Obviously, you talk about Jason and LT that used to play on the opposite team. But it's a good, hard fought game, a good rivalry. A lot of respect, from Utah State towards the Utah football program.
And I think it's reciprocated. And I think now a lot of Utah fans will go back to rooting for your team to have success. They couldn't do it on Saturday. But now they'll go back to it as you face Washington and whatnot.
Yeah, same to them.
Well, hey, thanks for jumping on with us. Safe travels up to Seattle. Love that city. Go up and deal with the noise and the atmosphere and try to bring back a W.
All right, will do. Thanks so much. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Thank you, Matt.
Coach.
Okay, no problems.
Matt Wells, Utah State head coach. His team heads to Seattle, Washington to take on Chris Peterson and the Huskies. Chris Peterson, obviously a coach that Wells is very familiar with scheming against.